With the first load of Vanderbilt-produced compost being spread on campus, you might say that Vanderbilt, a national arboretum with more than 7,500 trees, has discovered the black gold of composting. While the university has been recycling leaves for over 20 years, Mark Petty says the new efforts will benefit Vanderbilt's own plants and trees.
Many times in the past, what we would do is collect the leaves and then we gave them to various entities within the community. What we produced before was much more along the lines of a mulch, which is not decomposed quite as much and not as readily available to the soil. This is probably our first true composting effort.
Petty, who is Assistant Vice Chancellor for Plant Operations at Vanderbilt, says the grounds department worked with Nashville's Gardens of Babylon and a Vanderbilt student environmental group to develop a plan for transforming leaves into usable compost.
And one of the things that's going on in the composting process is the reproduction of microorganisms in there. And that's one of the real beneficial product, because as these microorganisms feed, they break down the material, and that material can then become nutrients again for the soil. That's the true benefit of composting, is to reintroduce a very natural nutrient into the system versus fertilizer.
The insulating layer of compost will be helpful if drought conditions are experienced again, like the summer of 2007. I'm Avery Deer Owens, and that's Vanderbilt.